All right, line your back up with the plane, the wall behind you. Line your back up with the wall behind you. Line your back up with the wall behind you. Hey, pardon? You can do that. That's very good. Now, if you wish to, you can take something and put between your knees and your ankles to give you a little better support. You should be lying on your rib cage with the shoulder relaxed under you. And it might be, if you can't do that comfortably, that you need more support under your head. Okay, now the first thing that we're going to do is to take the flat of our hand and just brush it down the back of the partner to establish that the back is parallel to the wall behind it. Then, take your fingers and put them on the processes themselves, those posterior spinous processes, and run your fingers down those posterior spinous processes to get a sense of where your partner's spine is. You can feel them. Just do that couple of times. All right. Now go down into the sacrum. And just touch very gently, and you're pushing down toward the heels, really, the feet, very lightly. And your partner images that the process bends down or bends toward the coccyx because it softens. And then it can grow all the way to the coccyx. And then we come up about a half inch. That's approximately the distance between the processes. It would vary on individual structures, but estimate. There's nothing critical here. And again, you watch the process soften, bending toward the coccyx, and growing toward the coccyx. Now, this is an instance in which I think it's better if you're facing the direction in which the image is moving, which is toward your partner's coccyx. You can be either sitting or whatever you wish alongside your partner, facing the direction of the movement. It helps you as you give the movement to go with it. Don't forget, you're using the image as you give the tactile aid. Let's come up now another half inch. watch the process fold, soften, and then just extend down the length of the spine all the way to the coccyx. And then we come up another half inch. By now you may be into the lumbar area and you can just feel the process, so you don't have to estimate. You just go to the succeeding ones above. But anyway, let's stay on this a moment as we watch the process soften, folding toward the coccyx, growing toward the coccyx. Come up another one. That's good. Very nice. At this point, let's use the domino image. Leave your finger on the process which you're touching. Take the fingers of the other hand and from there run them down the spine toward the coccyx a couple of times to give your partner the tactile aid for the domino effect. And then you can leave your second finger touch at the lower end of the spine, giving your partner a kind of a perspective. It helps to set up a target for the image, a goal for the image. Very good. Very nice. And then let's come up now another process. And just watch it soften and fold and extend down to the coccyx again. That's the way. Keep watching it. Keep letting it happen. Okay, you can take that. Okay, let's move up another one. And we'll watch the process drop. Fold, soften. Another thing you can let happen is let it jiggle a little bit. Let it wiggle around. Just not voluntary movement, but watch it happen. That's it. That helps to change the pattern. Come up another process. And one more. Again, see it soften and folding and growing down to the coccyx. Come up another process. another. And one more. Okay, now wherever you are, I want you to come up to shoulder level approximately. And we're going to drop this process, let it soften and fold downward. That's good. And all the processes below now are going to be triggered by that one, and they're all going to fold down. And the movement, the lengthening, goes all the way through the coccyx. So we get this domino effect of lengthening the spine all the way from shoulder level on down through the tailbone and beyond. Look at that happening, and then when it does, you can repeat it if you wish. Keep letting it happen. Just watch it easily. All right, now you can take your tactilate away. And let me ask people in sideline position to roll onto your hands and knees. You may have to take the foam rubber from between your partner's legs. And once you get onto your hands and knees, sit back on your heels for a moment, with your body upright, and then fold the trunk of your body onto your thighs and let it rest on your thighs the way you did when you sat. And think of the creases in both the knees and the thighs being extra deep, and give them permission to be foldable. And think of the knee ends of the femur bones extending. And think of the spine elongating, what we just did. All the processes tumbling downward, merging into the tail image. And as you unfold, think of the knee ends of the femur bones extending and the spinous processes dropping, merging into a tail image. Unfold with that set of imagery. Think of as much of it as you can. If you can't think of it all, do what you can. Once you've unfolded, come to standing however you like. I'll have a structured way in another lesson, but I don't want to jump ahead to that now. Just come up whatever way you like. And balance on the femur heads. Let the sit bones hang very long because you're balanced on the femur heads. And the head between the sit bones. And the great trochanter is melting down the sides of your legs because you're resting on the femur heads. And then the tailbone growing into the floor forward slightly between the ankles, between the knees and then the ankles. And we'll bounce, just a tiny bounce on the femur head. Okay, please help your partner into the sideline position. We'll work on him or her. Okay, line your back up with the wall behind you.
In the office.
Okay, you're lying on your rib cage. Your shoulders are relaxed under you. Maybe if you double the pillow, it would give you more support. You need a little more support. That is, will it fold over? We got a book, all right. You can do it that way. And just consider that you need a certain amount of support under your head so that the shoulder can relax under you and you can be resting on your ribs. All right, now take the palm of your hand and run it down your partner's back. Just think of your back as being very long and very broad and parallel to the wall behind you. And again, that's not a rigid relationship. You're not holding your back that way. It's just that it is that way. Then take your fingers and run them down the processes. This is a preview of the dropping of the spinous processes. It gives you an opportunity to feel where your partner's spine is. You get familiar with it. And remember now, you're going to be using the imagery yourself as you give the tactile aid. So as your partner drops the spinous process, you join your partner. Go down to mid-sacrum and we'll drop a process there. Just let it soften and fold toward the coccyx and extend to the coccyx. Merge with the coccyx. And come up a half inch. Approximately. And let this one soften, fold toward the coccyx and merge with the coccyx. And we'll come up another half inch. Let the process wiggle, jiggle, just any kind of motion in your thinking so that you change your habitual pattern. Take another one. By now, you're probably into the lumbar area and you can feel the processes, so you don't have to estimate. That's good. Just let it drop. Okay. Let's come up one more process now and watch it soften, fold toward the coccyx, grow toward the coccyx, extend. That's right, just let go of it. Come up another one. Right, let's come up one more. And here we'll do the domino effect. As you see this one folding toward the coccyx, it tumbles all the ones below and they all fold toward the coccyx, and that action merges into the coccyx lengthening, the tail image that we started off with. Okay, let's come up another one. Another. The important thing here is to keep the image moving. So if you let the process fold, again, once you reach it folding and lengthening down, it must keep doing what it's doing. Or if you've gone far enough with that, then dismiss the image and start over. or even rest your mind. But don't hold on to the image being still or steady. Let's come up another one now and watch it move down, fold down, grow to the coccyx. Now let's come up to, no matter where you are, let's move up to the one that's shoulder level, about that, just estimate, and do the domino effect by running your fingers of the other hand down the processes right through the coccyx. And our partner sees that smooth flowing of all the processes tumbling down, growing down, merging into the tail, and they all lengthen into infinity. Look at it happen, and also give it permission to happen. Right now, if your partner has anything between the knees and the ankles, take that from, and then you can roll over onto your hands and knees as you see fit, and sit back on your heels. Then fold the trunk of your body on your thighs and just rest there for a few moments. Give the foldings at the knees and the iliofemoral joints permission to be entirely foldable. And to help that along, release the knee ends of your femur bones. And think of the processes again tumbling down, folding down, softening down, merging into the tail image. And unfold with as much of that imagery as you can until you're sitting on your heels. All right, now you can come to standing whatever way you like. And balance on your femur heads. And the great trochanters are melting down the sides of your legs and the femur heads are in between. That's to help you get a line up on where they are so that you begin to get a sense of femur heads being between the great trochanters. And then because you're resting your weight on your femur head, you can let the sit bones release into length. Let them go wherever they want to go. And then because the weight is resting on the femur head, you can let the spine release the tail. And you can start that release by seeing the spinous processes tumble downward, merging into the tail image. And a little bouncing on the femur heads to activate that. Let me give you an assignment, and then we're going to spend a couple of minutes doing an improvisation with movement. I would suggest that you get a copy of The Thinking Body. Just borrow it if you don't have it. And I think on page 81, there's a picture of three spines, and trace those will help you get a feeling for the spine. The other picture to trace is a side view of the skeleton and draw in the axis of gravity. Quite a number of anatomy books have the axis of gravity in it. If you have Todd's book or Swigart's, they both have some picture with the axis of gravity through it. It'd be nice if you did that. And I may have a few comments to make on that axis of gravity, perhaps. So if you get a chance, do that. You could also read the chapter on the spine in Todd's book and the one on human move potential by Swigart, if you want to do some reading. Okay, now here's what I'd like to have you do for the improvisation. I want you to explore the iliofemoral joint that we've talked about yesterday and today, and to utilize that in movement in whatever ways you can, to be creative. What kind of movement can you execute at the iliofemoral joint? Of course, you can bounce on them, you can rotate them, extend the leg from the joint, anything you wish to do. Carol is going to supply a little music for us, a little accompaniment. Might be a good idea to start by doing some bouncing on the femur bones in some particular way, whatever movement you do, just to get into that. Thank you. You don't have to be standing on your femurs to use them, use the joint. Explore some different levels of movement. Thank you very much. That was beautiful. See you tomorrow. Have a good day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.